This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, and still a great nation despite the fact that one of our greatest and most important institutions is displaying all kinds of dysfunction. We are talking about the House of Representatives. We're talking about the Republican Party, really, because it was such a profound desire on the part of millions and millions of Americans to see a change in direction in the House of Representatives. Actually, Republicans can celebrate on one victory that has already been achieved, and this without selecting a speaker. It is Byron Donalds, who is the prime alternative at the moment to Kevin McCarthy, has already won 17 votes in this sixth ballot. So there really is no chance for McCarthy to make them up anywhere unless Democrats start voting for him, which won't happen. They're voting for Hakeem Jeffries, the Democratic leader in the House, who has had 212, 212, 212, all of the previous five ballots. The sixth ballot will be over soon. We will give you the results on that. But first, what about the one big victory that the Republicans have already won? It turns out that a Congressional Quarterly reports, and you have to go to Congressional Quarterly to actually get this report, as Republicans took control of the House yesterday, they wasted no time in erasing one symbol of the previous era. They removed the metal detectors that stood outside the House chamber for the past 2 years. Just minutes before the clock struck noon, security officials arrived to haul away the detectors which Democrats had installed to screen lawmakers for weapons. And it's not just for guns, it's for guns and knives. They didn't want people coming off the congressional floor with weapons. I've been waiting for this for a long time, said Representative Lauren Boebert of Colorado. I think those metal detectors need to be removed from the Capitol, filled with tannerite and blown up. It'll be a waste of government money. The Colorado Republican celebrated by recording a video in front of the main chamber entrance before heading onto the floor as the 118th Congress convened to not elect a Speaker of the House. Erected shortly after a mob attacked the Capitol on January 6, 2021, the metal detectors have been polarizing ever since, depending on who you ask. Their removal is either a victory for Democrats over Democrats' tyrannical post-insurrection rules or an eerie reminder of the threat of violence that still lingers. Now, one thing that's clear, and I actually wanted to check this out, you still need to go through metal detectors if you're a tourist. If you're coming in and you want to go to see the House galleries or you want to see what the House chamber looks like, what this was different was metal detectors for members of the House of Representatives, which I can understand why Republicans would be insulted by that. Part of that came from Nancy Pelosi clearly expressing the idea that she felt that some members of the House had tried to justify the attack on the Capitol building that threatened lives, including the life of the Speaker of the House and the life, certainly, of the Vice President of the United States, Mike Pence. In any event, the Thomas Manger, who is a Capitol Police Chief, said in December during testimony before the Senate Rules and Administration Committee that more than 9,000 threats against members were registered in 2022 alone. Does that justify the use of metal detectors for members of Congress? Who knows? GOP Representatives Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia and Bill Huizinga of Michigan both said They thought it was time for the metal detectors to come down. Representative Jeff Van Drew of New Jersey said good riddance. Georgia Representative Andrew Clyde, one of the fiercest critics of the metal detectors, called them unconstitutional. I don't see how that is true. And part of the left's dangerous political narrative that the enemy is within the House. Clyde was repeatedly fined for breezing past Capitol Police officers and sidestepping the devices when walking onto the floor. He filed a 2021 lawsuit in federal court appealing the fines, joined by Louis Gohmert of Texas and Lloyd Smucker of Pennsylvania. A judge ruled against the lawmakers, saying it was an internal House matter and they had the right to install a metal detectors if that's what the majority and the speaker wanted. As Speaker Pelosi's reign of terror finally comes to an end, so too must her authority and rule, said Representative Clyde of Georgia. Even some Democrats breathed a sigh of relief. Representative Jim Himes of Connecticut, Democrat, said he was delighted to see the metal detectors go. I hated them from moment one. He said, I have lots of safety concerns, but getting shot or stabbed on the floor is not one of them. Another promise that Republicans touted in the campaign was not only removing the metal detectors, they're gone, that's a promise made, promise kept, but with a full reopening of the Capitol campus, which had been partially closed to visitors since the coronavirus pandemic. Security concerns after the Capitol attack had complicated reopening plans, but last week Republicans announced that under their watch, tourists once again would be allowed into the gallery overlooking the House floor, and that visitors on official business could enter the House office buildings without an escort. While lawmakers themselves are now free to stroll onto the House floor without passing through a metal detector, security screenings will remain firmly in place for tourists and visitors as they enter the Capitol. Okay, meanwhile, Byron Daniels, who was one of the people of the hour, he voted for McCarthy. He voted for McCarthy a second time. Third time, he voted for Jim Jordan, so he switched. And then the last couple of times, he's voted for himself. And here is what he said about his position as a now seems an active candidate for Speaker, Representative Byron Donalds of Florida. Listen.
Congressman, are you actually running for Speaker, or is this more about just continuing the conversation and finding a place for Kevin McCarthy?
Well, they nominated me, didn't they? Look, I think right now it's something where I told my colleagues, like, I didn't come to D.C. being interested in becoming Speaker of the House. But I also understand that, you know, part of my responsibility is to make sure that our conference gets to a point where we are doing the things in an effective and constructive way, that we campaign on back home.
Okay. Is this doing things on a effective and constructive way? Ken Buck of Colorado had been supporting Kevin McCarthy on every ballot. Then he didn't cast a vote. And he had this to say, clip 15, about where the situation stands. Listen.
Well, I've had a number of conversations with Kevin and just basically told him that at some point this needs to break loose. He either needs to make a deal to bring the 19 or 20 over, or he needs to step aside and give somebody else a chance to do that. I don't know what that time frame is, but it makes sense that at some point today we are able to move forward in a way that we elect a speaker. Unfortunately, the Democrats won't agree to a motion to adjourn so the Republicans can meet. The rebels, the 20 group that is opposing McCarthy, won't agree to a motion to adjourn. So we're going to keep going through this exercise on the floor. The smart thing to do is to get together, have a conversation, choose somebody, and let's move forward.
Okay, choose somebody. Ken Buck seems to suggest that could be Steve Scalise. Remember, it doesn't have to be a member of the House, so it could be anybody. If you have someone you want to nominate, you can give us a call, 1-800-955-1776. As likely, well, as anything else in this weird Twilight Zone situation, we will be right back with more.
Your outlet for outrage.
It is outrageous what you are saying.
The Michael Medved Show.
This is outrageous.
Michael Medved here for Washington Policy Center. Over a million kids were subjected to learning loss and emotional harms caused by prolonged school shutdowns in our state. Now, those kids are being passed through the system without the harms being addressed. What if parents could direct funding so that their children receive the extra tools or tutoring they need? What if parents could choose the school that best fit their child rather than a one-size-fits-all system? Fund students, not systems. Go to fundstudentsfirst.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special Medved history programs, which can be yours free. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want and commercial free. Medved Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And on the Michael Med Show, what a strange situation. The vote on the sixth ballot. Kevin McCarthy is at 201. They seem to be done with the vote. Kevin McCarthy at 201. Hakeem Jeffries at 212. Hakeem Jeffries from Crown Heights, Brooklyn. And the other candidate from Crown Heights, Brooklyn, Byron Donalds. I know he represents Florida, but he's a Brooklyn boy, always will be, and a boy from Crown Heights. Crown Heights, of course, is an interesting neighborhood because it's also one of the most prominent Orthodox Jewish neighborhoods in the country and the headquarters of the International Lubavitch Chabad movement. And I have absolutely no idea. I do know that they have decent relationship, strong relationship with Hakeem Jeffries. I don't know about Byron Donalds. Byron Donalds has 20 votes. And there's this came out from Mike Pence, urging every Republican in the House GOP to support my friend Kevin McCarthy as the next Speaker of the House. GOP leaders... leadership and vision led to the new Republican majority, and I know Speaker McCarthy will lead the House to begin a great American comeback. Okay, Mike Pence, Donald Trump agree, and I agree with both of them. This is a terrible situation. And by the way, Kevin McCarthy, who I do think will end up as the speaker somehow. They will get it done. He will end up winning the speakership. Does that happen today? It won't happen today. They may have to adjourn again. I don't think they're going to be going for a seventh vote today, but they might. Who knows? The point is, Kevin McCarthy is damaged by this. And especially now that there are people like his former supporter, Ken Buck of Colorado, who basically indicated that he thought that Kevin McCarthy's closest associate, his whip, somebody who's worked with Kevin McCarthy and has strongly supported him, very strongly supported him, should actually replace him. This is clip 16. Listen.
So your message to Kevin McCarthy is basically we need to fish or cut bait. We need to, if you can't get to 218 or 217, whatever the threshold is, we need to find someone else. Who might that be?
Well, I think the next in line is Steve Scalise, and I don't know if Steve gets more or less. I think that at some point we've got to start looking at the rules and the committee assignments and other things, and just get back to the basics of what people, what their self-interest is in this case, and meet some of those interests and hopefully get the vote.
Okay, Steve Scalise again has issued what is very encouraging because it actually has to do with substance rather than these political games and personality politics. When Byron Donalds was being nominated most recently for speaker, congressman nominating him said, this is not about personality, and everybody booed, because it's again, when people say, this is not about sex, it usually is. If they say, this is not about personality, it usually is. The same way when people say, this has nothing to do with money. Yeah, it does, usually. But this, I don't know how it has to do with money at all, other than suddenly giving Byron Donalds a better shot at getting a TV gig when he wants to leave Congress. And he's only been there for one term, so probably he's not ready to do that yet. This came in from Bill in Lake Oswego, Oregon. And Bill in Oregon says, why don't the Democrats vote for McCarthy and give the blockheads, the people in the anti-McCarthy block, exactly what they don't want? It could possibly benefit the Democrats by having somebody they might be able to work with. See, I think it's past all of that, because now the people who oppose McCarthy would say, yeah, oh, look, this is what we warned you against. He's working with the Democrats. Evil, evil, evil. We can't do anything with them. And forget about the fact that today there's this great event where they're dedicating a new bridge and a repaired bridge that was part of the Infrastructure Act. Mitch McConnell is there. President Biden is there. Sherrod Brown, the Democratic senator from Ohio, who's going to have a very tough fight for reelection coming up. He was there, very bipartisan. Governor of Ohio, Mike DeWine, Republican. Governor of Kentucky was there. Okay, so fine. The fact is that with the way that this has been set up, the people who are the diehard critics of Kevin McCarthy would go after him for any attempt to cooperate with the Democrats. And the terrible thing is McCarthy has already agreed to a change in the rules where you can have a motion to vacate the chair, which means basically you can expel the Speaker of the House if you have five members. That's all you need now. And yes, at one time it was one member and then they have to vote on it. But this is like a vote of no confidence in a parliamentary system. And so if they find something to be angry about, assuming McCarthy does eventually take over as Speaker, then we can watch for lots and lots and lots of motions to vacate the chair. And what this means is that the idea of having a strong Speaker, the last really strong Speaker of the House we had was Newt Gingrich. And I know the Democrats think that Nancy Pelosi, particularly in this last return trip of Nancy Pelosi, was a strong Speaker and had pretty good control of her caucus. But it was tough for Paul Ryan and John Boehner and Denny Hastert. Newt Gingrich, he must be looking on at what's going on in the House right now and just seeing that with a very small majority, and everybody emphasized how small the majority is, but it was, as Hakeem Jeffries had pointed out, the Democrats had just as small a majority this time. And Pelosi was somehow able to actually run the House of Representatives. This came from Tony in Tacoma. Tony writes, could be Matt Gaetz is still mad about not getting help from McCarthy on the girl scandal. The girl scandal involves the allegations made by another convicted felon that he worked with Gaetz to get underage, meaning under 18, young ladies to go on fact-finding missions with them to various motels in Florida and the Midwest. So I don't think that's a factor here, but Kevin McCarthy says to the press, I'm going to take this line if it takes all winter. Well, he didn't say exactly that, but that's the idea. We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
There's a time where someone from the outside has to step in and take control.
Michael MedVet.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Once again, roll call in the House has led to Kevin McCarthy not being elected Speaker.
The California Republican failed to secure enough votes during the fourth round of voting on Wednesday. A faction of conservatives blocked McCarthy for a second day, saying that new leadership in the House is necessary. One of those against him is Chip Roy of Texas.
This country needs leadership that does not reflect this city that is badly broken.
I'm Tyler Kuehl.
It looks like more migrants will be sent to New York City by Colorado. Mayor Eric Adams says everyone knows what the city is going through, calling the actions of Colorado's Democratic governor unacceptable. He went on to say that the federal government needs to step up to fix what he calls a man-made crisis. I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Entertain your brain every day.
And the madness now!
On the Michael Medved Show.
Speaking of the madness, right now, they just voted to adjourn, and it was the clerk of the House presiding over the House because there's no speaker. They just announced that the results of the sixth ballot were 212 votes for Hakeem Jeffries. It's been the same for him on all the ballots, all the Democrats voting for him. 201 votes for Kevin McCarthy, 17 votes away from actually making the speakership. 20 votes for Byron Donalds, and were about to go on. Somebody then rose for a purpose from Oklahoma, moving to adjourn, and said, "Okay, all those in favor of adjournment, say aye, aye. All those opposed to adjournment, nay." And it was clearly, I mean, anyone watching on television, it was clearly a much stronger sentiment, at least louder voices, and it looked like more members of the House voting not to adjourn. Now, if you're sitting there and you're going through this whole thing waiting for that one precious five-second moment when you are recognized and you can say Jeffries or McCarthy or Donalds or whatever you want to say. And again, you can nominate anybody. Well, look, they're vacating the House. They didn't reconsider despite the fact that and the fact that they're divided and they couldn't get a straight up and down legit vote on whether to adjourn or not is really an indication of where we've gone. And the idea that the Republicans got elected and they won their 222 vote majority, they won that based upon offering a better path for Americans, a more functional House of Representatives, no more Nancy Pelosi tyranny. If And this is the best news for McCarthy, suggests Jeremy Steiner, pride of Hillsdale College. He can now work his magic and start talking to the rebels. Okay, but they've been talking and talking and actually doing some cursing at each other. And the problem with these rebels is, what are they rebelling about? Really, what are the big issues here? And it's appalling. Scott in Tacoma sent in an email. It says, the House Speaker vote is a complete Republican self-inflicted error. Scott, of course you're right. And especially given the fact that they had a caucus vote, and the caucus vote was, you can look it up, it was 188-31. That is not a close vote. That is one-sided. The decision by the Republican caucus was to try. Now, if they can't even hold together on something like electing a speaker, when they're trying to deal with legislation where every vote counts and they only have a 5-vote advantage over the Democrats, when that is going on and they can't even get together on the speaker, in any event, Scott in Tacoma writes, your party gave your lunatic fringe a voice in exchange for political support. Now they are turning on their enablers and holding the country hostage. This started during the Trump campaign when feckless and cowardly Republican candidates couldn't counter Trump's lies and bombast. Now even Trump cannot control the QAnon blockheads. I can't see any reason I would ever vote Republican. Well, okay, give him a shot at least, Scott, in terms of actually doing something to counterbalance some of the more extreme and irresponsible elements of Biden and his agenda. I can't see any reason I would ever vote Republican. Your party is a hot mess and unworthy of respect. Apparently, Santos tweeted, I canceled Twitter after Musk took over, so I can't verify this claim, that he was sworn in, which would be another lie, since nobody has been sworn in without a speaker. They can't be sworn in. It's time for you guys to have some internal conversations and figure out how to achieve sanity. And then Jeff in Tacoma, another different Tacoman, says, any truth to the rumor that McCarthy plans to go to court to have the speaker's election thrown out for fraud? And to have himself declared speaker? No, there's no. that's not a real rumor. Concerning George Santos, he's there. I think he's voted consistently for McCarthy. But there's all kinds of new information about George Santos and about the prosecution that is shaping up in Brazil against him. And what is the prosecution based on? It's just a story that gives you another means to appreciate the character and the true nature of the congressman, the gentleman, the honorable gentleman from Long Island, who hasn't been sworn in yet. He said, it says in the Wall Street Journal, and again, Wall Street Journal, generally favorable to Republicans. George Santos is, unfortunately, a Republican. At the age of 19, Mr. Santos was living in Rio de Janeiro, where his Brazilian mother, Fatima de Volder, was working as a nurse for a man named Delo Alameo, who had entrusted her with his checkbook, according to court records. Mr. Santos took two of the blank checks and used them, filled them out, in other words, to buy some $1,300 worth of goods at a clothing store, including a pair of sneakers as presents for his friend, according to court documents and to the police in Rio de Janeiro. The store reported the crime after Mr. Santos' friend returned to the shop to try to exchange the sneakers he had been given that Santos had stolen by passing a false check that out of an account that belonged to somebody else. That allowed them to trace the checks back to Mr. Santos. An employee later spoke to Mr. Santos on Orkut, a once popular, now extinct social media site in Brazil, where Mr. Santos admitted the crime, according to court documents. Mr. Santos wrote to the employee on the messaging site apologizing, saying, "I know I messed up, but I want to pay." $1,300, and he just gave $700,000 to his campaign. He never paid. A representative for Mr. Santos didn't respond to a request to comment Tuesday, but Mr. Santos previously said he had never committed any crimes and still intends to serve in Congress. "I am not a fraud," he said in an interview last week on WABC. "If I disappointed anyone by resume embellishment, I'm sorry, and I will deliver to you on everything I campaigned on." Great. The idea that he is saying, "I am not a fraud," you may remember we had a president of the United States who was famous for saying, "I am not a crook." And that was shortly preceding his resignation. We're talking about Richard Nixon, of course. Time for George Santos to consider resignation. Alternatives to Kevin McCarthy. 1-800-955-1776 if you want to nominate anybody. There's also a new lineup for presidential succession. No, really, this is serious. Who's next in line for president after Kamala Harris? We'll tell you. It's a surprise coming up on the MedVet Show.
Entertain your brain every day on the Michael MedVet Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVet Show.
Okay, it's winter time, and that shouldn't stop you from going outdoors and enjoying yourself and getting some exercise. Relief Factor can help with that cause. Relief Factor is natural. It consists of fish oil and turmeric primarily and other ingredients that have been tested and shown to be remarkably effective. Relief Factor can make you feel better and give you an opportunity to enjoy all kinds of aspects of an active life that you may have been prevented from enjoying in the past. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner. There's a special price available for what is called a quick start with Relief Factor. You take these tablets, which are entirely natural, no chemicals, no preservatives of any kind. This is a wonderful product that we heartily endorse. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor. History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved show, Kevin McCarthy leaving the floor of the House. They have adjourned. That was what he wanted. He wants to try to get together and have more negotiations with the blockheads, the people who are blocking any selection of a Speaker of the House right now. And when I say any selection, it's because they already have an official Republican nominee. His name is Kevin McCarthy. And they voted overwhelmingly that he should be the nominee of the party. But right now, there's a different feeling on the part of 20 other members of Congress. McCarthy said, I'm not going anywhere. And he is determined, I guess, to win the speakership tomorrow. Let's go to your calls and to Robert in Seattle. Robert, you're on the Medved Show.
McCarthy said, I'm not going anywhere.
And, hey, Robert, Robert, you there?
Determined.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing?
Tomorrow.
You okay?
Hello.
Go.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Go ahead. Hello. You're on. Yes. You're on
I'm
the air.
Speaking. Okay. I disagree with your terms, blockhead and things like that. I do support what you term the rebels, which I do not think are rebels. I think they're just people who want a more conservative trend that's, you know, that opposes the last 15 years where America has been practically destroyed incredibly. And so I would dispute everything that you say or anything that you say.
Well, hold on for a moment, yeah. Robert. What's mm-hmm. more conservative about a Marjorie Taylor? Well, not Marjorie Taylor Greene, because she's supporting McCarthy. What's more conservative about Lauren Boebert than Kevin McCarthy?
Well, I think that they would oppose things like genital mutilation. I think they would oppose things like the outrageous spending.
Wait, I think that they both oppose genital mutilation, I can assure you.
When you say both, who do you mean both?
Both. I'm Lauren Boebert, who is part of the blockheads, and Kevin McCarthy. I to say that Lauren Boebert is more conservative than he is, point to some issues where she differs with Kevin McCarthy in a more conservative direction.
Well, on the border issue, for one.
No, the border issue, Kevin McCarthy is a very much a hardliner on the border.
No, he did not agree to the Texas plan to end the border crisis. He's disputing it. That's one of the reasons that they're against him.
What is the Texas plan you have in mind?
Well, I'm not going to outline it because I don't have it by memory, but I know that that's one of their complaints, that McCarthy refuses to sign on to it.
No, again, McCarthy's not in a position, because the Republicans, until Tuesday, yesterday, didn't have a majority seated in the House of Representatives, so they were in no position to put forward a plan. Look, Kevin McCarthy has an 84% lifetime American Conservative Union voting record in their analysis. And one of the things that disturbs me about this, Robert, and one of the areas we disagree, is I don't hear any conversation about significant issues where there is a difference between McCarthy and his critics, where there is a difference between Byron Donalds, for instance, and Kevin McCarthy. It's just not there. Appreciate your call very much. Let me go to James in Olympia, Washington. James, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
Hello, Michael. I was just struck by the fact that, or what seems to be the fact, that all these Republican Congress people are excited about individual power, it seems to me, whereas if the Democrats were ever to face such a situation, it seems like there'd be trade-offs in terms of trying to do something for the district they represent. And maybe it's just a difference between the Republicans and Democrats, but, and I'm a Republican, but I just, it just seems interesting to me that I would think the Democrats would have solved that problem.
Well, it just seems to me that what you have is partially because there is a Democratic president, there's a Democratic Senate. They were more used to, the Democrats, the kind of discipline that it took to actually get anything done at all in a closely divided government. And they had initially, at the beginning of the Biden's term, there was all kinds of problems with what they called the squad, which was Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib and the rest of them. And they seemed to be bucking Pelosi's leadership. But eventually they came around and they all started actually cooperating, particularly on the Senate side, with the Senate leadership of Chuck Schumer. And I don't believe that it's Republicans who have more ideological differences. There are huge ideological differences between Amy Klobuchar and Bernie Sanders, for instance, both of whom ran for president last time. But in any event, the idea that the Democrats would handle this differently, I do think that's true because they have more of a sense of what their party actually stands for. And this, again, is one thing you can blame on Kevin McCarthy. He talked generally about trying to do the equivalent of Contract with America, which always struck me as a good idea, having a series of plans, like the plan Steve Scalise just put forward, where all the Republicans would sign on to them. And he did something like that called the Commitment to America, but it was so general that it didn't amount to anything. And that's one of the problems I think they have. David in Lacey, Washington, writes in, he says, Kevin McCarthy as Speaker makes me less likely to support Republicans. Kevin McCarthy becoming Speaker is not a victory for anyone except for the left. He cannot be trusted to keep his word and is basically Nancy Pelosi minus 20 years plus a Y chromosome. In what sense, where is there a common goal by Kevin McCarthy, who, by the way, was a fairly loyal supporter of President Trump? He also, I'm pretty sure Kevin McCarthy ended up in the initial stages before January 6th being one of those people who was questioning the Electoral College count. And he went together with a majority of the Republican caucus and signed on to challenge the validity of the election. And this, it seems to me, is at the very heart of the Republican crisis, if you can call it that, which is the focus on politics and political mechanics and what is going to be going on and who's up and who's down, rather than the broad kinds of things that the American people can understand, like getting the enhanced border security, having a more responsible pattern of spending. And America's not facing extinction, and we're not wiped out, and we're not ruined, but we're facing some very real problems. And some of those problems, well, highlighted by this other Republican problem named Santos, which we were just talking about. The Wall Street Journal reports embattled Representative-elect George Santos spent his first day in Congress dodging reporters and voting in the contentious race for Speaker, while Brazilian authorities said they intended to reopen a criminal investigation into allegations that he committed check fraud there in 2008. Mr. Santos, a 34-year-old who won a narrow victory for Republicans in a district in Long Island, usually dominated by Democrats, has faced scrutiny in recent weeks after admitting that he lied to voters about his work in education history. Federal and local prosecutors in the U.S. are investigating Mr. Santos over the fabrications. He has faced calls from Democrats to resign, while the House Republican leadership has remained largely silent on the matter. Mr. Santos himself was also largely silent Tuesday. Mr. Santos said nothing in response to the dozens of questions lobbed at him about the investigations in Brazil and elsewhere, other than affirming that he would vote for Republican leader Kevin McCarthy. At times, Mr. Santos was clearly lost in the Capitol building, needing to double back numerous times to find his way. Hope we all can find our way. Coming up next hour, Americans report having less sex, fewer friends, and a loss of trust in each other. What is going on? We'll get to that concerning this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.